Welcome to Extreme Faith with Dr. Gerard Curry, Senior Pastor of Tradition Worship Center and Christ Family Church in beautiful Port St. Lucie, Florida.
This is my Bible. As I look into the perfect law of liberty, the mirror of God's Word, I see myself as God sees me. I am who He said I am. I have what He said I have. I can do what He said I can do. I'm about to receive the incorruptible, indestructible, living seed of my living God. My heart is receptive, my mind is alert, and I will never be the same. Never, never, never. I'll never be the same. In Jesus' name, hallelujah. Praise God. You may be seated. I want to talk to you about being prisoners of words. This is vital, and this impacts everybody's life. Every single day, words impact your life. And we tend to just take it for granted. We just speak. Some of us, you know, we need to get a hold of the scriptures like James 1:19. He says, be swift to listen and slow to speak and then slow to anger. If you listen and you're slow to speak, you will be slow to anger. It's when you just respond that the anger rises and you cause a problem. He says in Psalm 15:1, a soft answer turns away wrath, but grievous words stir up anger. And we don't seem to realize when he says in Proverbs 18:21 that death is in the life, or in the mouth, should I say, death is in the mouth of you, your own tongue. You have the power to bring death or life. And I'm talking physically, yes, and spiritually. You can lose out on all the blessings, because the Bible says in Ephesians 1:3 that God has already blessed us with every spiritual blessing in the heavenly places. That's talking about faith, the faith realm, the realm of faith. How do I acquire what's in the spirit realm and bring it into the natural realm is by faith. Faith is where God resides. We know God is a spirit, and those who worship Him must worship Him in spirit and in truth. So I've got to get into faith and stretch the arm of faith and bring what's already available to me into the here and now. Just to let you know, in John 10:10, Jesus said these words. He said, look, the thief has come to steal, kill, and destroy. He'll steal your dreams. He'll steal your money. He'll steal your vision. He'll steal your finances. He'll steal your life if he can. Amen. The reason you still here is because God stopped him. Because he would love to kill every single Christian. Everyone. But God is way bigger, way smarter, and never gets caught. Amen. Unawares. But he said, the thief comes to steal, kill, and destroy. But I, God, have come to give you life that's spiritual life. He's talking about spiritual life, because you're either going to live in one of two places. There's only one of two places you're going to go when you die. Your spirit is going to go. That's either up or down, heaven or hell. Some churches don't even want to mention the word hell because they're scared they'll offend people. I better scare you out of hell. I want to scare the hell out of you. Now, I wasn't cussing. I'm being serious. Because really, have you noticed how it rises up in you when someone crosses you? Someone cuts you off? Have you found out all of a sudden, I thought I was this wonderful born-again child of God, representing God. I'm an ambassador for God. And all of a sudden, hell takes over and the bird starts to fly again. Come on. So we've got to be aware of that. And Jesus said, I've come to give you life that's eternal life. Eternal life. That means spend eternity in heaven with God. He says, I've come to give you life and life more abundant. You cannot get more abundant life than eternal life with God. When you're in the presence of God, that's it. He is eternity. He is life. He is love. He is peace. He's healing. He's joy. He's everything. You can't get more than what God is. Amen. Not has, is. You got to get that in your head. God is eternal life. God is healing. God is love. And we've got scriptures to show you that. God is peace. God is joy. Some of his names, his redemptive covenant names, Jehovah Rapha, he's your healer. How many of you know he's your healer?
Amen.
Well, I got a question. If he's my healer, why are you sick? Have you gone into the heavenly realm by faith to pull in healing? I have. I do it all the time. I missed it once or twice, but I got over that real quick because I don't like sick.
No.
I don't like sick. How many of you like sick?
No.
And some people say God's put sickness. He doesn't have, by the way. He puts it on you to teach you a lesson. No, he gives you the Word and the Holy Spirit to teach you a lesson. And fivefold ministry and friends and family to help you learn. He doesn't put sickness on you. He said, I come to give you life and life more abundantly. So if you want abundant life, you don't want sickness. If you want sickness, you go to the curse. But Galatians 3:13 says, Christ has redeemed us from that curse, where all the sickness and sin and stuff is. He's also known as Jehovah. You said it earlier. Jehovah. Jehovah Jireh. What is that? He's the Lord, your provider. He's Jehovah Tsakinu. That is, if you're sitting and you're born again, he's the Lord, your righteousness. He made you righteous. Read that in just 1 Corinthians 1:30, 2 Corinthians 5:21. He made you righteous. He's everything. In fact, he said to Moses said, who am I going to say sent me? They're going to think I'm nuts. To God, he's telling this. God said to him, tell them that I am sent you. What? First time I read that, I thought, no, this is not normal. I am that I am. What am I? I'm everything you will ever have need of.
Amen.
Whatever it is, I am.
Yes.
So when you get to heaven, God is heaven.
Yes.
He doesn't have a place called heaven. Wherever he is, heaven is.
Yes.
If God came here, heaven comes with. That's why Jesus said, the kingdom of heaven is within you.
Yes.
Are you getting this?
Yes.
This is not my message, so stop making me stay on this track. See, when you listen and your ears are open, I'll just keep going because it's the Holy Spirit. But we are either prisoners or victorious over words. And there's many people that are captive and held prisoner by their own words. And some people are held captive by the words of maybe a parent or a doctor or a psychologist or a principal or a teacher. Yeah, they can speak words over you and you can accept those words. And that's why the devil came out with a wonderful, wonderful nursery rhyme for himself. How many of you know what it is? Sticks and stones can break my bones, but words can never harm me. Big mistake. And you were singing that when you were running Ring Around the Rosie. What was that? And what about Rockabye Baby in the Treetop? When the cradle's ready, the baby will drop. Are you nuts? We laugh at these things, but we don't realize we are trapped by words. Go with me to Proverbs 6. Turn there before it comes up on the screen. I want you to start bringing your Bibles. I want you to bring notepads. We're going back to the good old days. I've got a up here tablet.
Yeah, come on.
But I sat all morning with the Bible and reading and writing and taking notes. You need to take notes. You need to read the Word for yourself, because how do you know I'm not lying? Proverbs 6, verse 2. You are snared. This is the New King James. You are snared by the words of your mouth.
Amen.
Oh my goodness. You are snared by the words of your own mouth.
Wow.
Now, if I know what I'm talking about and I understand the language of redemption, which is healing and prosperity and freedom from the curse, and I speak the language of redemption, you can curse me all you like, and those are going to fall to the ground and die before they hit me. And guess what? They're going to roll back and hit you.
Yep.
Don't be cursing nobody. You're not demons. You're children of God. You are snared by the words of your mouth. Then he says, you are taken. You're taken by the words of your mouth. Now, this is a word from God. All scripture is given by God. We understand, right? We understand that because he tells us that. I'm going to read this to you broken down. When you look in the concordance, there's a Strong's concordance, just for some of you who don't know. A concordance takes the language from that time, from the Greek or the Hebrew and the Aramaic, and puts it into the what it actually meant there. I got this out of the Strong's concordance, which goes with my Bible. So the word snared means to be caught by a bait. How many do fishing? How many of you go fishing? How many fish? How many of you catch fish? Not so many hands. Right? So when you go there, you want to catch carp, right? Or you want to catch a bass. What do you put on there? You've got specific different baits to catch different type of fish. And you fish in different areas. And you put on the specific bait for the fish you want. Do you know the devil has specific bait that you snap at every time? Oh, God. You don't believe me, eh? For the men, one of the types of bait is have a billboard selling toothpaste with a half-naked woman on it. You think I'm joking? Selling tires with a half-naked girl on the wheel sitting there in a bikini. That's bait, guys. Men are sight-stimulated. That's why I ask ladies to please come to church respectfully.
And dressed accordingly.
Amen. But men are sight-stimulated. There's other kinds of bait for women. There's bait for each and every one of us. There's a bait out there to catch each and every one of you. 800 easy payments. Buy this. And after 50 payments, you're thinking, oh, God, only 750 more. And I hate it already. Right? There are bait. There's so much bait out there to catch you. So he says, yeah, you are snared. That means to be caught by a bait, to be entrapped. Trapped. Haven't you ever signed on the dotted line? You signed and you didn't read the small print. You were baited. And now you find out, oh my God, missed one payment and I'm charging 39%. Bait. You just make one mistake, boom, the devil grab you, man. And you'll be paying 39% in some instances. Wow. So there's bait. Now he says here, you are snared or caught by a bait or entrapped by the words. The what? The words. The what? The words. What are words? A, B, C, D, E, F, G, H, I, K, J, whatever. I can't even remember. I thought the... H-I-J-K. You know, in my dictionary, my alphabet only has 25 letters. I don't know why. Anyway. I'm not meaning to be funny. It's just... So you are snared by the words. Do you know that they, and this is scientifically supposed to be proven, women speak up to 30,000 words a day, and they say men 20,000. And this is just scientifically they say. I mean, I understand that you ask me, you know, what did you do today? I went to work. That's a conversation closed. You ask the woman, what did you do today? Well, I was on my way to work and I got flat tire. By the time they came, the ambulance had to come past. I was watching the lights and sirens, and by the time it's over, the girl's like, I'm joking, ladies. But seriously, we speak words all day.
Thank you for joining us at Extreme Faith. To hear this message in its entirety, log on to ChristFamilyChurch.net or join us for our live stream.